Fear not, quirky comedy television fans. There's a show that will replace Psych on your daily watching list. It's Deadbeat. The new Hulu original series is actually pretty damn good. It's kind of hard sometimes to gauge a lot of these original shows, just because, I mean, they can come out with much more frequency than, say, a major network sitcom, and even though major networks come out with a ton of sitcoms, and places like Hulu and Netflix are a little bit more choosier, you still kind of don't know what you're going to get. But powered by very, very silly acting by Tyler Labine, you know, the guy from Reaper and Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, he's been in a ton of other shows, he's been in Monsters University, he's been in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and he's been in a ton of things. He's always that guy that never really gets, like, the starring role. He kind of has that Zach Galifianakis kind of look to him. He's a lot of fun. He's very silly. And he's basically a psychic medium that works as a detective in order to pay his rent. He's a stoner. His only friend is his drug dealer. He hasn't had sex in 8 years. He's just a character. He's lazy. He doesn't want to do anything with his life. But he's got a crush on another medium. The story is laid out in a way where it's very, very easy to get interested. It doesn't require a lot of extra thinking. It's just simple. It's straight ahead. It's a lot of fun. There's cursing. There's some sex. At the same time, there's some cuter moments. It's not, you know, pure filth. It's one of these shows that, again, like I said before, if you're a fan of Psych, you'll enjoy, because they spend the time to, like, craft solid jokes, but then at the same time attach you to characters that you normally wouldn't be attracted to otherwise. So this character, the main character here, Kevin, he's not like a leading man by any stretch of the imagination. But by the end of the pilot episode, Sexorcism, you get a good idea of, like, what to expect from the rest of the series. And bottom line is, he's just a lot of fun. And it's nice to watch a show that allows you to kind of, like, shut your brain off and just chuckle a little bit. And that's exactly what the show does. It's not Mad Men. It's not The Walking Dead. It's just a show. It kind of reminds me a little bit, in a way, of the way I feel when I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know it's going to be off the wall. I know some wild stuff is going to happen, but it's going to be, like, straight ahead funny. And bottom line is, the first season is going to be available on Hulu April 9th, so you can watch all 10 episodes then. Most people will probably only catch the first episode to kind of, like, gauge where they're going to be, because obviously, like, a 20-minute sitcom isn't something that, you know, you could, like, binge watch. But it definitely is a show that can fill certain amounts of time, like in the middle of the day and on your lunch break and stuff like that. Very similar to something like The League as well. It's a show that, like, you know, if you wanted to, you can watch over and over, like, one episode after the next, but it's probably something that's better off in smaller doses.